lovely Monique joins us now. Monique, how are you, Pungin?
Good morning, my sweetness. How you doing, baby?
Monique, I got to tell you, can I tell you my beef that I've had with you? You should let me argue with Netflix for you. You've been so popular that I've been trying to get you on this goddamn show for years. But every time you come to the improv, you sell out. So you're like, I'm on radio. I am a longtime fan of your comedy since the first time I saw you on Queens of Comedy. I heard you talking about butt stuff. That is the funniest goddamn thing I've ever seen.
But was it true?
Yeah, you tell me.
I don't say nothing but the truth, baby. Mm-hmm.
Monique is a very funny comedian, but as you know, has been in the news. Everybody, this is a time where everybody's taking a stand. Everybody's fighting for their rights, for their equality, and Monique has taken on the giant with Netflix. And how has it been going? How has the reaction been?
You know, I would say it's going absolutely wonderful because I'm on the air right now talking to my brothers and sisters like you.
Well,
this information has traveled all over the world because whenever it's inequality, it's a conversation that must be had. So it's going beautiful.
But you know how when things happen, it's like a game of telephone. You do something and then by the time it filters down to us, this is how it was. Last week, the story was Monique is mad because she's not getting as much money as Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle. And that's not the case, correct?
That's not the case. I'm not mad with them. I just wanted to say to Netflix, as the vice president of comedy, Robbie Prawl, he said, Monique is a legend. Well, if Monique is a legend, and you have guys there that are legends, that you said are legends as well, why would my pay be so different? And why would my pay be $19.5 million different than my brothers Chris Rock and Dave, and $12.5 million different from my sister Amy?
Yeah, and now, so what do you think would have been an appropriate amount of money? Because they offered you only $500,000.
Yes.
So so if they would have said like $5 million, would that have been good?
Well, we could have started having some conversations.
Yeah.
Could have started having some conversations, but when you understand the $500,000 they did offer me, baby, they came back with, and we're not open for negotiations.
So then at that point,
someone would say, why not?
Don't you negotiate at that point? Don't you just go, well, then F you. I'm taking it somewhere else. Hulu needs some content, too.
Oh, see, here's the beautiful thing. Who says we're not taking it somewhere else? Right. However, we had to shine a light on this inequality right now.
Yeah. And have you heard anything from Amy Schumer about this? Has she responded?
I'm not talking to my sister Amy yet. No, I haven't seen a response from my sister yet.
I have to tell you, I don't know her very well, but we've had her on the show a couple of times. I have a feeling Amy Schumer would say, good, go get as much money as you can. I would think that she'd want you to make as much money as you can.
You know, I think my sister would say the same thing as well, because when she was offered $11 million and she went back to Netflix and said, you know, Dave and Chris got $20 million and I shouldn't get what they're getting because they're legends. However, I should get more. You know, folks rallied behind Amy, said she's absolutely right. Let's give her more. So I agree.
So then,
I don't think that she would see where this was a problem.
I think the problem, though, is just because the legend status doesn't make it where they're going to pay you because of how popular, like Pat Cooper isn't getting a Netflix special, but he's a legend in comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think Pat Cooper should be getting $20 million or $25
million? Well, baby, it depends on what Pat Cooper's resume looks like. Like, I can't speak on Pat Cooper because I don't know what Pat Cooper has done. So that would be unfair for me to say, oh, this is what Pat Cooper should or should not get. So I can't speak on anyone else. I can only speak on what I believe my worth is. And when you put all of our resumes side by side and you say, well, guys, what is it that they've done that she hasn't done? And when no one can answer that question, you then begin to say, well, make it make sense.
Yeah. I have to tell you, even if you don't, I kind of like, though, in the beginning, Monique, I'm going to be honest. Last week when we first heard the story, we were like, Monique's crazy. She's not going to get 20. She's not going to get the same money. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. And I like you. I think you're a very funny comedian. You're an Academy Award winner. You did a great performance. But in my mind, I was like, she's crazy. But then you think about it, and if you don't speak up, like Amy Schumer went back and spoke up and said, how dare you insult me with this? Why shouldn't you say the same thing? And then even if you don't get at least you move the movement forward. You move that needle up to where they ain't going to offer lowball anybody $500,000 anymore.
Well, here would be the question. And let me be clear about this.
Yeah.
What Amy got, she deserved. What Chris got, he deserved. What Dave got, they deserve. They are my brothers and sisters in comedy. And what they got, they deserve. But what happens is when you start seeing the numbers and they're so far apart, they're so far apart, you have to say, guys, at what point do we make some noise? And people have asked me, like my brother Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
He said, Mo, you're right. And I know you're not lying, but could you have done it a different way? And I said, Steve, we tried it a different way ad nauseum. However, at what point do we stand?
Yeah,
at what point do we say, this has gone too far, y'all, and we've got to make a stand? Because I'll ask you, my sweet brothers, as y'all sit behind those microphones, tell me the one female comedian that's black or of color that's gotten the paydays like Amy Schumer, like Tina Fey, like Melissa McCarthy, like Ellen DeGeneres, like Rosie O'Donnell. Tell me that one that's gotten the same paydays that they've gotten.
To quote my friend Steve Harvey, Mo, you're right. I mean, you're right when you put it that way. Name a black comedian, black female comedian, that has gotten the payday that the white lady comedians have gotten.
And there's none.
I'm trying. I'm racking my brain. I'm trying to call you on one.
Rap it, baby.
Yeah, no, I got it. I mean, think about it. Listen, I have to tell you, I've come, I think, a long way this year in discussing things of race, because when Colin Kaepernick took a knee, I was like, screw him. He gets paid millions of dollars to play football. He's disgracing the man. But I think more and more as it went on, I don't know if I necessarily agree with it, but I understand it a lot more now. And last week I was like, Monique is ridiculous if she thinks she's going to get $28 million. But now I understand what you're saying. It's not about getting the $28 million. It's about getting paid an equal share to what the other people that are of your caliber are making. And that seems pretty logical now. I wasn't expecting to have this conversation with
what
you.
What about setting up this structure, Monique?
I want to say something to my baby that just got finished.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, baby.
Because it's important. And I want to say thank you. Thank you for being brave enough to say, you know what, Mo? I felt this way about it. But then after I thought about it, now I understand exactly where you're coming from.
Yeah.
And what happens is oftentimes people don't want to take out the time to really think about it. Like when you talk about my brother Colin Kaepernick and what he did, when you took the time to think about it and you said, wait a minute, I'm not a black man. But yeah, there are black men every day that's getting beat and brutally beat, and in front of their children and their families. How would I feel if I was a black man and I had to deal with that on a daily basis? So I appreciate you saying, Mo, I did feel that way, but once I really thought about it, I now agree with what you're saying. So I know you brothers are in support of us boycotting Netflix for inequality. Come on and say it.
Oh, I don't know. They got some good shows. How about this? I'm going to give all my friends my password. How about that? Just a little bit, help a little bit. This way, only one person pays.
What about this, Monique? Now, you don't have to do this, and I'm not saying that you should have to do some sort of gimmick. You know, you think you deserve the money. Okay, then, you know, hold out and hopefully you get the money, whatever. But what if you were to say, okay, give me the $500,000, and if I get X amount of views, then you guys have to kick in $25 million.
Well, but she shouldn't have to work on the trained
animal. No, I'm not saying
she
shouldn't have to do that.
That's good.
Yeah, right.
That's
because
good.
You know people would get behind you.
What's my baby's name that's talking to me
right
now?
That's Galvin.
Hey, Galvin.
Hi. I just worked the deal for you.
Let me address that, Galvin, because you make a great point, and I want to give you a little bit of history.
All right.
See, when it comes to black women in Hollywood, we're always told we'll get them on the next one.
Mm-hmm.
So just do this one, and we'll get them on the next one. But then you have to get to a point where you have to draw your line in the sand. And you have to say, guys, I can no longer wait for the next one. Because if you know our history, Gavin, her name was Moms Mabley.
Mm-hmm.
And
she
was waiting on the next one.
She didn't get the next
one.
Her
name was Shirley Hemphill, and she was waiting for the next one. So no, baby, what I cannot do is keep buying the same BS. Well, maybe if you do this, we'll get them on the next one. Well, how much more do I have to do?
I get it. I'll be honest.
Oh, I'm saying put it in the contract.
Yeah, you're making a lot more sense now than I really thought that. I was really worried that we were going to talk to you today and you were going to be like, I hate those people. But no, this has worked out a lot better. This is Monique. If you have not seen Monique, Google her, watch her on YouTube. She's an extremely funny comedian. She's a great actress, and she's coming here to the Tampa Improv, a place she's played before and has never come on the show, which breaks my heart a little bit. But I feel like together.
Let me tell you something. From here on out, baby, anytime I'm in Tampa, The next time I'm in Tampa, I'm coming in person to person.
How about
have my word.
What about this, though? I understand that I've seen your husband with his abs and all that stuff, but you guys are a little frisky. You guys do a little open stuff. What do you think maybe next time you come in, maybe me and you go out to a little dinner or something?
Well, let me answer that for you because you make a great point.
Mm-hmm.
See, when we came out 11 years ago and I said I was in an open relationship,
right.
I was in a different place. And I felt like whoever made the money made the rules. And I could do what I wanted to do, baby. Okay, I went to the Oprah Winfrey University of Empowerment and Independency. So because I do make the money, I can tell. And then I had to find out that I was dealing with a king.
Oh.
So though we're still in an open relationship, and what that means is me and that man is open to telling each other every and all. And not taking no secrets to the grave. So for me to go out to dinner with you, I would have to decline the invite because, again, I'm with a king, baby. And when you're with a king, can't nobody compare to it.
How about this? Will you call my wife and call my wife and tell her I'm a king? Tell her to make me call me a king. What do I got to do to be a king in my house?
You know what you got to do to be the king in your house, brother?
More than 7 minutes of lovemaking. Oh, I'm feeding the family. Monique, you should see. I got a big house. My wife drives a Mercedes, and they don't work. I should be the king.
It ain't even about that, baby. It ain't even about your stuff.
Mm.
It's about when you walk in that door, does she get butterflies in her stomach because she knows she got somebody that's her protector. It's about when you walk through that door and she look at her man and she say, you know what? When all else is going bad, that one right there, he got us. See, that's what I got.
When I walk
it makes me smile just thinking about him.
When I walk in the door, she says she gets butterflies in her stomach, and then she goes, no, wait, that's nausea. It's totally different. Totally different feeling.
Well, she might be pregnant, sugar.
No. Oh, no. God, no, please. Listen, I'm very happy that we got a chance to talk to you today. What else? What other stuff are you working on? Are you doing any movies or anything right now?
You know what? I am getting ready to do a stage play. And when I tell y'all, baby, listen, the stage play is called The Neighborhood Barbershop.
Oh, boy.
When love fades. And when I tell you, listen, it's not a gospel play. That's all I can tell you. Because you know if they ask me to be in it, I got to be able to say spicy words.
Right, right, right.
It's one of them kind of plays that will have you tinkling in your seat. So if you're over 40 and you're an older girl, put your Depends on, baby, because you don't want to miss not one word of it.
Because over 40 ladies leak as it is.
Mm-hmm.
So if Monique's squeezing it out of them with humor, that would be even worse. Listen, I
love you, baby.
Yeah, good luck to you. I hope you get paid like a champ. I really do. You deserved it, and congratulations on all your success.
Thank you, brothers. And if y'all want to get any more of this information, please, you and your listeners, go to Monique and Sydney's Open Relationship at radio.com, and we really give it to you in full detail.
Because he's a king, that's why. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Monique.
Because he's a king. Thank you, my baby.
Have a great
thank
day.
You, Gavin.
Bye. No, thank you.
Bye,
no.
Sug.
Bye. Gavin, you're the
Gavin.
Best. That's all right. I have to be honest with you. I'm not. I understand what she's saying. When we did the story last week, we were like, she ain't getting $28 million like Chappelle, and she doesn't deserve it. But if you when she started rattling off names of Melissa McCarthy and all that stuff, because she has never got her payday.
Yeah, but it's also, you know, what people are going to pay.
But
that
I think
determines the market.
She's confident that she can get it.
Okay,
yeah.
That's why I said she should do the deal I said. She takes the $500,000 and goes, listen, if I get this many views, she looks at however many views Amy Schumer and Chris Rock and David Chappelle got, whatever, and then she goes, if I get this many views, then you kick in the other $25 million.
Monique was on the Tom Joyner show, and Tom Joyner is a famous black host. And it was, and I waited for it to be a lot of, white people hate us talk, and it wasn't. It was a little bit of an undertone in there, but there wasn't. And then, Monique was just talking about how, like she said today about how this is where she opened my mind to it, where she said that Mom's Maybelline never got the payday, and there's a lot of famous black lady comedians that you've never heard of before. Really, you didn't hear of a funny lady comedian until Joan Rivers, and that was only because guys like Ed Sullivan and Johnny Carson gave her the break to put her on TV, but there were plenty before them that never got their due. And Monique now, who looks crazy, like Colin Kaepernick looks crazy, will be the one when black lady comedians are getting $20 million paydays, they're going to go, well, if it wasn't for Monique and her king right back in the day, we'd still be getting $500,000. It's very interesting. You gotta look at things from other people's perspective sometimes to really understand it. Because right away we want to be so defensive and talk it through. But I'm glad that her demeanor is so calm when she talks, so it didn't cause Galvin to yell at her. That was what I was afraid of.
No, I mean, I'm not going to yell at her and be mean to her and stuff, but it's simple. You're not getting that money.
No, and I don't.
And
I
it's
honestly,
not. It's not because you're black. And it's not because you're a woman. It's just what people like. Like if you, it doesn't matter what or who you are. If you're funny, you're funny, and you get paid for it. Because that's a, there's people that are terrible that I think are terrible that I would never go watch that are getting paid millions and millions of dollars.
They
do I think they shouldn't get it? No, if they can get it, get it.
The not to make this too personal, but when my contract was up here, we had. How long was that contract dispute? Like a year. Yeah. Because I would say we have been an afternoon drive for years, consistently number one. Number one. Like, we didn't even look at the ratings. We knew we'd be number one. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to replace a show that wasn't always number one. And why wouldn't I get the same, if not more money than they were getting? I have a proven track record. So you kind of you get where somebody has to put their foot down and say, you may not see it, but I see it. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you right now, I deserve it. And if you don't believe that,
but the number one fact is the part where you get the money. But, you know what I mean? You have a track.
But here's what she has going for. Okay, the guy who hired her, whether he believed it or not, told her she was a legend in comedy.
People throw that word around a lot.
But she was called it, as was the other folks. We put legends of comedy on Netflix. Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, Monique, you're a legend of comedy. She's an Academy Award winner.
That doesn't matter.
Why?
That's because that has nothing to do with
it. Of course it does. It opened her up to an audience that had never known her before.
Yeah, but half not the people for her comedy.
But half the people that saw Precious.
She didn't win something for comedy. But, that's a big...
But her Q factor goes up. Her rating goes up. People
know
who
she is. I'll give it a bump for
that. Now, you go, man, that woman who won the Academy Award for Precious was great. You know she's a comedian? No. And then eventually with YouTube and all that, you find out. Her Queens of Comedy performance outshined everybody else. You can't name one other comedian that was on that show. She has a TV show. She's had a couple of TV shows. Her movie that she talked about, that Christmas movie, did huge last year, or the year that it came out. She has financially, not in your circle, but in her circle, to the people that she appeals to, she's extremely popular. It's like when Opie and Anthony used to do Jocktober. They used to go around, they used to play morning shows from around the country and how bad they were and how hooky they were. And I always thought it was a little unfair because Chad and Christy, who used to be down the block here at Magic, their morning show was terrible. It was hokey and it was husband and wife and blah, blah, blah. But they're not targeting me. They're not coming after my audience. But the people who listen to them like them. Well, clearly that was a bad example. But you know what I'm saying? Like the people who tune into those sort of stations are the soccer moms and the older ladies and the people who want to hear a happy, go-lucky, chipper white couple who love each other. You know, do you get what I'm saying?
In their area,
they can demand more money.
I understand it. You can demand all you want.
Right.
Whether you get it or not is a totally different thing.
Whether you get it or not is depending on whether or not you have super agent Tony Burton as your agent.
Yeah.
Then you figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. JoJo, good morning.
Hey guys, love the show. I just want to say I'm black myself. I hate the fact that she's using that as a crutch to try and get more money. I'm not a fan of Monique, but she's a legend, but she's not on the caliber of a Dave Chappelle, a Chris Rock. I'm paying $50 to go see them. I'm not paying $50 to see Monique. I'm paying $60 to see Chappelle, $70. I'm not paying that money. Okay, yes, she's funny. She appeals to someone. But is she selling out like those guys are? And the fact that she's, you know, trying to make it a racial thing.
Well, hold on. Let me back you up for a second, Joe. Let me back you up for a second. First of all, Chris Rock will tour every 3 years or so if he's working on a special. And he doesn't always sell out, but he does sell a lot of tickets. And he may be the funniest comedian of our generation. Dave Chappelle, he barely shows up. He does things every once in a while. When he comes to town, it's a big deal because Chappelle's back. So you can't, and Monique has been doing road comedy for the last 20 years, and she is the kind that sells out. I told her in the beginning of the interview, she never comes to the studio because she never has to because she sells out. So, and that's not just the improv, she does theaters and stuff. So she is, in her audience, doing extremely well. And the problem is when that guy equated her to the other legends that they have, well, if you consider me a legend, then pay me like a legend. And I have to tell you, as a white person, we always reject the first person that goes to using the black card. But in this case, she brought up a very valid point. She's not comparing it to all white people, but compare it just to white female comedians that in her group. She's got a very good point. You know Roseanne, you know Melissa McCarthy, you know Rosie O'Donnell. Why is Monique any different?
But here's the thing. If she's that funny, she can go in there and demand that money, and they'll give it to you. Give it to her.
But
Chappelle
she is.
Goes in there, demands that money, they'll give it to her. I like Galvin's point. Do it on the amount of, what was it, views?
Yeah, like you do a bonus. Like, okay, pay me the $500,000, I get a viewer bonus, I get the $2 million, now you have to pay me $4 million.
Yeah, settle for that. Here's the thing. Nobody's not going away from Netflix because of Monique. Like, no one's not doing that.
No, and that's true. I'm not. Not until they get rid of some of those good movies that they have.
A couple points. One, in my eyes, and I think you'll agree with me, Monique, not a legend.
Not to me. No.
Yeah, I don't think she's...
Not a legend. I agree.
Successful.
Yeah, successful. Not a legend. Also, it's not whether she's funny enough. That funny is you know, your own opinion on it, whatever. There's a lot of people that I don't necessarily find funny that are very well paid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's whether she's going to draw the audience is really what they should be looking at. Are we going to make enough money for us to pay her $20 million and then make enough money off of that?
Is she brilliant?
Is she brilliant?
Yeah, because let me tell you why. Would you have watched Monique's Netflix special last week?
Nope.
No.
But now she's going to take it to Hulu.
You know, I'm not going to watch it.
Not us, but there's going to be plenty of other people that are going to be like, I'm going to watch it now.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it now, and I'm going to show Netflix that they missed out on Monique. So to me...
But on the other side of that coin, I'm sure there's people that are like, no way am I watching that now.
Yeah. Well, I think it's going to work out more in her favor than against it. Joe, thanks for the call.
Yes, sir. All right, guys. Have a good day.
So you too. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, my point is about the same thing. I mean, Wanda Sykes, she didn't bring up Wanda Sykes. Wanda Sykes made boatloads of money because she was funny as hell, and I would pay to see her.
By the way, she didn't today, but in other interviews and stuff, she has brought up Wanda Sykes before. And she said that she...
Okay, well, but she said in
but
your
she
interview,
said, she but said... But she said Wanda Sykes...
Black women.
But she said Wanda Sykes didn't even get paid a lot of money. They didn't pay Wanda Sykes nearly what they paid the other people, which actually goes against your point, because Wanda Sykes is very successful, but she's still not making the same money that the other white comedians made.
Because she's not bringing in generating as much revenue.
That may be very true, sir. That may be very true. I don't particularly find Wanda Sykes' stand-up to be funny. I think
like
she's...
It's like you. Do you think that somebody that has lesser ratings than you should be paid exactly the same as you? And you're bringing in more revenue with the people that want to advertise on your station.
No, it's common business sense. I agree with you. If it's not making it, but
she's not realizing. She's just looking at these.
Listen,
people
she
legend.
Does.
I'm a legend. Pay me the thing.
Listen, in Netflix, you're at the point where they're at. It's a gamble. You're rolling the dice on it. At this point, they're saying we'll pay you what we think your special is going to earn. That's why what Galvin's argument was. Throw out a bonus
Galvin's
structure.
Our argument is perfect.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you get more viewers, if you bring more people to our business, we will pay you more. That's how it works in sales. If you're in sales and you bring more business to the company, they're going to pay you more.
I have taken a lesser salary in radio before and a higher bonus structure because I believe in myself. I said, okay, you pay me less now, but I'm going
to
crush you at bonus time.
Do.
Yeah, and she probably
that's
will.
Because she is not Dave Chappelle.
Listen.
I will pay top dollar to see Dave Chappelle or Chris Rock. I'm not going to pay top dollar to see her. It's nothing against her because she's black. She's just not as funny as they are.
Right. And also, she does not appeal to the older white guy. You're not in her target audience.
Exactly.
Right.
And if she wants to make money, she needs to market herself to everybody.
You're probably right,
sir.
She needs
to find comedy for everybody so that everybody will want to watch her. Because if she goes to Hulu, I guarantee you, they're not going to get enough new subscribers to pay her what she thinks she's worth.
Yeah, I'm not joining Hulu. I can tell you that. I did for 1 minute. I never watched it.
Gross.
So thank you, sir. Appreciate the call. Hold on. David, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I agree with the one caller that I didn't like the route that she took with the race issue. Another thing, Galvin, you're a coward for saying all that stuff after she hung up the phone. You should have said all that stuff when she was on the air.
What do you want me to say? What stuff?
Just about how you didn't like how she was making it a race issue. And
I didn't. Nope. Didn't say that. I didn't say that.
He didn't say
that. No, you're wrong because I didn't say that.
He didn't say it.
I didn't say it.
I said it.
You had a lot to say after she hung up the phone. Now she hung up the phone.
Yeah, because we're discussing it. I told her I didn't think she was going to get that money. I told her the way to go about it would be get the $500,000 up front and then do the bonus structure. I told her she can ask for as much money as she wants. I didn't say anything about race. You're listening with half an ear, and you want to argue with me and say that, but that's not what happened.
Apologize, sir.
I'm not apologizing.
Yeah, because you're an idiot. You're an idiot that calls in, and you're wrong, and you run your mouth. So, good.
He didn't say it. I said it about the thing. And I thought I got to be honest, I thought you were very consistent with her on the air and off the air.
Yeah. I said the exact same thing. I don't think she's worth it. She can ask for as much money as she wants. Mm-hmm. She's not going to get it. She does not have the appeal that Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle and Amy Schumer have. She doesn't. She is not a household name. People aren't excited to go and get the new Netflix special. People were going out of their mind the fact that Dave Chappelle had a new Netflix special. It's You know what I mean?
It's freaking hilarious.
Yeah, so ridiculous. And by the way, TM Powell, I'm writing back to you right now. TM Powell says, I think an Oscar win would be at least worth $5 million payday. Not sure about $20 million. I said, you are out of your mind and you should never run a business.
But he's right, though. No. You have to. And let me tell you why, Galvin. You're not thinking
it. You can ask for it.
You're not thinking from a business point of view.
I am.
You're not right. It's not a matter of, in this business, whether you're funny or how many comedians do you see that are not that funny?
A lot.
Right. But they're getting paid because it's a lot of this business has to do with nothing more than name recognition. And if you're somebody that won an Academy Award, that automatically bumps you up. That's just how Hollywood works.
Yeah, but there are a lot of people that you have no idea whether they have an Academy Award or not. Monique didn't become a household name. She's not a household name.
She's becoming one now.
She is now.
This is a brilliant marketing.
Not because of her Academy Award, because of this stuff. You understand what I'm saying? I get the bump. There's a bump because of the Academy Award. For the appeal, people know who she is. Oh, that's right. She won the Academy Award. That's fine. But not big enough.
Yeah.
There's not big enough to justify that kind of money.
Well, also, that was some years ago, too. Yeah. Had she caught the tail of that success and wrote it out. All right. We got to take a break. I'm going to go a little long today. I want to try and call Robert Kelly before the show is over. Of course, a huge New England fan, whether it be baseball with the Red Sox or with the Patriots, because he's from Boston. But in the news, which we touched on, I believe, earlier in the show today, but I want to talk a little bit more about it now. I got the hiccups. Tom Brady received some crap from critics and about a lot. It's funny because a lot of the people that gave him crap about it were people on the street in New York who are automatically going to hate him just because of football.
Yeah.
But about kissing his son on the lips, a prolonged kiss on the lips of his son while he was shirtless. And it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's nothing more than a loving father. But people are giving him crap everywhere about it. And Robert Kelly, our little fat funny friend, went off on it. Robert Kelly, who said to me the greatest quote ever when I said, how much do you love having a son? When his son was so first born, he said, I love him so much it's almost gay. We'll try and call him before we get out of here. It's Mike Calta the Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.